I am an establishment Republican. We actually have to wear stickers. It's like a scut. Yeah. So we all have to identify ourselves.
When we
leave the Acela corridor and go to a place like Des Moines, which is where I was yesterday and today, we do have to identify ourselves. And unfortunately, folks like the Cruz campaign pick us out, you know, of the crowd because we're badly dressed for the weather. But anyway, what the establishment has sort of concluded, if I may deign to speak for the establishment tonight, is that they could live with a President Trump or a nominee Trump a lot easier than a nominee in Ted Cruz. That Ted Cruz's lack of civility toward his colleagues, not just in the Senate, I mean, that is well known, but you go back to the Bush campaign where he was, just his ambition was unchecked. He was not a very collegial person. It is something that makes Republicans, and I think the only reason this matters, because the entire election cycle is about a complete rejection of the Republican establishment, right? But the reason it matters is because Trump has turned it into a weapon that he is wielding against Cruz with great success. Every time Trump attacks Cruz, he goes through the O Canada thing, he goes through his, you know, lack of being able to get along with people, and then he turns it into a strength that he's evolved on issues and that he can make a deal. So the fact that Trump has turned Cruz's ideological purity, which should be an asset in Iowa among the, you know, 120 to 150,000 people who typically turn out, into not only a vulnerability, but a way to so upend the turnout model that he triumphs. Yeah. You've got to give Trump credit for creativity.